Hey, y'all. Can you hear my tunes?
Daughters, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be.
Hey, y'all.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. When the broken hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be.
All right, y'all, come on in the house. It is 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central. Just trying to channel some tunes, thinking about all of us. When we were around, I don't know, first grade us. And y'all, I'm going to talk for a minute because the transcript is running right across the screen. It's a little distracting. I'm going to talk. Oh, I can move it. Woo! So good. Okay. Good, 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 good. Can everyone hear me okay? Can I get something from the chat? Yes, yes, yes. Thumbs up. Oh, great. Thumbs up. That's good. All right. Welcome. Welcome. I hope you got just a second to hear the song. Let it be. Who was born in the 60s? If you were born in the 60s, give me a thumbs up. 60s, get a thumbs up. If you were born in the 50s, what's another emoji? Give me a heart. 60s, give me a thumb. 70s, 50s, give me a heart. There we go. 70s, give me the celebration sign, celebration. Woo, look at us. Look at us. I love it. I love it. Okay, so maybe we have some members in here. Let's see. So we got 50s, and then that would be if you're in the 40s. If you were born in the 40s, now this is just because what's left, what emoji is left? I'm going to give me the laughing face, the one with the little tears. If you were born in the 40s, if you see that down at the bottom, give me that. And if there is somebody here born later than in the 40s, I want you to like raise your hand and let me pull you up. Welcome, y'all. Welcome. My name is Judith. I am one of the coaches for No BS. I am a private coach. I have 30 amazing private clients that I coach on a weekly basis. I'm also one of your Ask Coaches. And I also have with me tonight in the chat the lovely Ashley. Ashley is also a coach with No BS, and she's going to be my wing woman. She's going to be in the chat. She's going to be sharing links with you as I share some links and helping all of us stay on literally the same page. So let me make sure I have all my bells and whistles figured out here. I see a couple of you guys have your hands raised, and that's great. I'm going to pull up my notes, and away we go. This is the 55 plus call, where we're going to talk about getting connected with ourselves, finding purpose, and making some connections. So my goal, hopefully, that you take away from this call is that you're going to know what does having purpose mean? Why it's good to have a purpose? We're going to connect with the, I'm going to call it first grade you, because connecting to your younger self, I don't know, somehow that just, I don't know, it sounded, I liked first grade me. You call it, just know, K-N-O-W, that this is for you. So when I say first grade you, maybe you're thinking second grade you, maybe you're thinking kindergarten you, or another version of you where that is more tap intuable. I think I can say that, something that helps pull your memory forward and helps you evoke of who you were as a kid. I also would like to help you identify your values. I did put this on the bottom of my goals. It, depending on how we go with our journaling, No BS does have in the relationships workshop workbook on the very last page, an extensive list of values. And from that list, it's just as simple as going there and eliminating, like marking out words, values that do not appeal to you. We want to highlight words and feel sentences, values in that list that resonate with you. It's that simple, but I was going to take a minute to do it. So hopefully we get to do that. So I just wanted to say that you're going to need a pen and paper. You're going to need a pen and paper. You don't really need the thinking like you future you workbook, because you can write this in. But if you have it already printed, you go ahead. I can drop that in the, I'm going to drop that in the chat. Nope, Ashley's ahead of me. There you go. There's the thinking like future you. And we're also going to be, again, like I said, from the relationships workbook, we're going to hopefully go over values. So welcome. Welcome, No BS women. And I want to welcome all the newbies. If you're a newbie on this call, and by newbie, like maybe you've been here less than a month, maybe you've been here less than an hour and you're just jumping on this call, like what is going on? So if you're a newbie, and I just want to familiarize yourself with the dashboard of Zoom at the bottom, there's a little reaction. So if you're a newbie, give me a celebration, a little beacon, and just know that we are welcoming you here. Yay, there's one. All right, there's two. Come on up. Glad you're here. If you have questions, just Coach Ashley is speaking, typing in all caps, and she's not yelling at you. That is so you can find her when you need her. So right now, what I'm going to do for the sake of all the newbies in the house, familiarizing, you know, things are changing in No BS, and the home screen does change from time to time. So I'm going to share my screen, and hopefully you're just going to see the screen and not all my notes. So I want to take you to, hopefully you are seeing the No BS homepage right here. I'm going to take you to, right here it is. And I'm going to go ahead and say it since it's right here on the banner. Y'all remember, put it on your calendar. We have the workshop for how to lose weight in 2023, January 1st, 9:30 Central Time. Put that on your calendar. So right here on the banner on the right, you can click and add it to your calendar, and you can click here for more information. And so if we are on the homepage, and there's our lovely queen and all the steps, this is really super helpful to know. If you're in doubt about what to do, remember you have these six easily defined steps on the homepage. So to find the worksheets that we're talking about, I want to point out over here on the left-hand side, you're going to scroll down, and there's your new member quick start, the No BS planner, the No BS weight loss course, which is our flagship course. That is the one we always want you having your foundation. We want you building your core skills around the No BS weight loss program. There's the Facebook and accountability groups, and here down to number six, you have finished No BS. What's next? So right here, this is where you're going to find the Thinking Like Future You is located under self-paced workshops. The Relationships Workshop is also located there. Just know that since it is December's focus, it is highlighted right here at the very top. This is where you will go to find the worksheets. I am going to stop share now. I have shared the screen. And are you ready to journal? You have your pen and paper. I want to make sure you've got that ready as we move forward. Okay. So we're going to talk about purpose. What does purpose even mean? Anyone want to show, tell me in the chat, if you want to type that in there, what do you think purpose means? And I'm, pausing. I'm realizing as I'm asking the question, I don't want to talk over if anyone types in, but your life purpose consists of the central, yes, your calling. Yes, many people will call it a calling. It's something you feel called to do. It's the central motivating aims of your life. The reason you get up in the morning. There we go. My reason to get up each day. Your reason and motivation. Reason to live. Having a purpose can also guide life decisions, right? Influence your behavior. Yes, why you're here. It can help you shape your goals. It can offer you a sense of direction and create meaning. And for some people, purpose is connected to vocation, meaningful work, and satisfying work, right? A way of being, which I believe that's called ikigai. In Japanese, it's a well-being. Maybe that's it. Anyway, I did a little Google researching for this and came across all kinds of fun definitions, but wanted to really keep it simple for the purposes of this call and having a little fun. So now with your pen and paper, here we go. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to settle the nerves and just take a second. Recognize your feet on the floor. Getting calm inside. I'm going to ask you your first journal prompt. And again, this is thinking about first grade you. So what or who did you want to be when you were young and why? First question, what or who, and this is for you to journal on. What or who did you want to be when you were young and why? And Ashley has typed this into the chat, which is super helpful. So while you're journaling, I am going to read on the questions, but I'm not moving on. I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes to write that. Again, Darlene, don't worry about remembering anything specific from first grade. Like when I think about first grade me, I can remember where I lived. It was a development that had 7 homes in it, and it was probably, 100, 200 acres. Seemed like a bunch, right? Because you're small. I remember more of like where I lived, the neighborhood. I'm not thinking specifically of anything in school. I'm really thinking of like the fun things, but remembering maybe it's second grade you or that first remembrance of wanting to be someone. Maybe you had a hero that you looked up to. Maybe the Sue wanted friends and chocolate milk, right? But who did you want to be? This is the important part. Who did you want to be and why? What was meaningful to you as a kid, right? You know, it sounds like Sue wanted connection and chocolate milk hookup. Popular connection, right? So that's question number one, who you wanted to be when you were young and why? Why was it meaningful to you? Again, maybe it's fifth grade you. And don't worry, take a guess. Veterinarian. Oh yeah, I remember that. So question number two, write about a time when you remember having the most fun, what were you doing and who, if anyone, was with you? Write about a time when you remember having the most fun. What were you doing? And who, if anyone, was with you? And I'm going to offer a little extra on this question. There's the circumstance that you remember. But I also want you to think about what expression was on your face. What expression? What did you hear? Did you hear laughter? Did you hear a basketball game buzzer going off in the background? What did you hear? Maybe you could smell something. Maybe you were sitting in church with your parents. Maybe it was a car ride going to visit grandma and you were car sick. And you pulled over and you had a lot of fun cleaning out the car. I don't know. So why do you like this moment? When you think about this moment where you're having the most fun, why do you like it? So the third question, what was your favorite thing to do as a kid? First grade you, young you. What's something you did every day? Was your like favorite thing to do? You remember like getting in a jag of doing something every day? Read, yeah. I like to go outside reading. Look at you, girls, ladies, ride bikes, read, dance. Oh, picking out outfits to wear to school. Monique, love that. Oh, go to the penny candy store. Oh, y'all. You're going to have to keep me contained. All my memories, just when you said penny candy, it's on. Yeah, I can't keep my, I'm going to have to tell you, I still live out on the farm that I grew up on. And well, okay, I lived in the development when I was in first grade and we moved here when I was in third grade, but I had a horse. And the closest candy store was about 2 miles away. And you know that I, and like 2 miles, and I'm like 9 years old riding by myself to go to the candy store. I feel you on that one. Then I got a moped and then I just took the moped to the candy store. Then I got a car. You know how that goes. So anyway, we're back to what was your favorite thing to do? Now, last question. And this one, I'm going to like reel it in. I'm going to get a little serious here. And when you think about this younger version of you, when you think about as a kid, because it's kind of a deep question, but we're going to pull it back and bring it to like, what would the younger you have said? So Mary, there's a quote by Mary Oliver, right? And I don't even know who Mary Oliver is, except to say she has a famous quote. What is it you plan to do with your one precious life? What is it you plan to do with your one precious life? When you think about that, how would the younger version of you at that age, whatever age, and it's okay. Don't think you've got to like hone in on one specific thing. Maybe, you know, it's the third grade version of you or the kindergarten version of you, or maybe the eighth grade version. Don't overthink this. We want to evoke from your memory your childhood. And so, oh, Lisa, you can come back and visit this at any time, anytime. For the sake of time. Does anybody else need more time? Give this one more minute, two more minutes? No? Everybody good? Tufa, be in motion. Okay, well, we're going to move forward. I didn't see any other comments come up. So I'm just going to read some of the answers that you guys put in here about what you wanted to do with your one precious life. To live life abundantly. Okay, were you thinking that as a kid? That's pretty deep, I'm going to just say. I love it. Exploring, reading, and writing. Vicky Jack sees that her purpose was to have fun. The 57-year-old has no clue. Holly, I want to challenge you on that. Think about, again, tapping back. And maybe this is something you want to do when it's quiet. Maybe journaling about this is going to be more familiar to you or tap intoable when you have some quiet time. It's totally optional to you. And I am so sorry you hear my dog barking in the background. Can y'all hear her? Oh my word. I think my husband's gone to bed and he left her up here. So we're going to pull out worksheet number 4 from thinking about future you, thinking of future you. Page 4. And do not worry if you do not have this worksheet. I am going to guide you through this part. Okay? Do not worry. I want you to look back at your answers that you have written down, that you have journaled on. And I want you to pull out 3 things your future you, your past you. Here we go. Sounds like I'm talking in circles because we've got a lot of future you, past you, current you going on. So hang with me. You're taking from your journaling where you are tapping into the young version of you, the first grade, second grade, third grade version of you. I want you getting those thoughts from that version of you, and I want you putting them on as your response for step 1 on who do you want to be? Be the future you now. So take 3 thoughts pulled from there, pulled from your journaling about what you thought about yourself. I'm going to give you a little bit of time on this one. 3 thoughts. If anyone who's a fast journaler and a fast typer wants to share their 3 thoughts, 3 one sentences or 1 sentence, maybe offering, if it's fun, do it. I always wanted to be a teacher. Aww. So take your 3 thoughts and apply them there about what you were thinking about yourself and applying them there. What 3 feelings can you tap into from your journaling? 3 feelings that the younger you felt. So when you were thinking about what you enjoyed doing as a kid, what were you feeling? Healthy, happy, and loving travel and adventures. So when we were journaling on your past, take those feelings, and we want to plug them in here, to the 3 feelings your past self felt. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take the younger version of you and you're going to apply that to yourself today. Because it's you. So we're tapping into the fun younger version of you before life, before obligation, before cognitive brain got in the way. Just trying to access and reconnect with your true self, your purpose. What are 3 things that you were doing every day as your younger version? What were 3 things you were doing? And we're going to plug those 3 things in on your future you now. So if you are coloring, you get to be coloring every day. What are 3 things you were doing that you loved doing, the younger version of you? If it was connecting with people, talking on the telephone, reading, watching TV, learning. Shoshana, love that. Yeah. Play, laugh, read. And so for you to consider awareness, autonomous, and interested. That is so cool, Dolores. Paula was playing with her dog, swimming, and growing through learning. And what I think is so interesting about what you guys are connecting to is having that growth mindset as a child is something we get to gift ourselves with, just like Corinne teaches us. Having that growth mindset as an adult, we can tap into that same growth mindset we had as kids, having that same kind of excitement and zest for life and reconnecting with who we are and who we want to be. So this exercise has taken us to our younger version, and we're putting this on who we want to be today. And then our goal is to practice and take all of these things that you have filled in and brainstorm ways you can think and feel and do this today, bringing more of what you did as a kid, right? And maybe you need some help discerning out, you know, is it about connection? Is it about entertainment? Is it about people? Is it about being alone? Excuse me, being alone. Again, we don't want to overthink this too much. It's just good to know this lighthearted connection with yourself. And the cool thing about this too is when you really think about those fun times you were having as a kid and feeling the feelings, because when you're thinking about your purpose, some people can't conceptualize or visualize who they were or who they want to be, but they can get a vibe, right? A feeling. So remembering things that felt very purposeful and then tapping into it and creating, recognizing that feeling, my neck, that feeling for yourself today, connecting to the vibe, the energy, who you were. Very cool. All right. So with that said, does anyone have any questions? I'm going to take a little vote here. Would you like to do the core values? It's probably going to take about 5 minutes. Or would you like to, yes, thumbs up. Are y'all ready for that? Let's do it. Let's do it. Then this is where you will want to go to the relationships workshop worksheet guide that we have. Ashley's going to drop the link in the chat. If you don't already have it, you can find it in the relationships course. We are going to be using page 26 has all the words. If you're not looking, I'm holding up the sheet of paper and it has all the values up here. Stephanie, you can raise your hand back. It has all the values that we're going to be looking at. And so the objective here is to look at this list, pull up this list, and you can either eliminate ones that do not resonate with you, or you can circle ones that do resonate with you. Make this list clear. We want to try to get it down to about 10 to 15. That's the practice, about 10 to 15 things that resonate the most with you when you think about what these words, like, is it leadership? Is it learning? So many of you listed learning, growth mindset in your thoughts as the questions were being answered. Family, friendship, parenting, patience, peace, wealth, well-being. And if you don't see your word on there, you can write. How do you eliminate? Oh, they all do. Well, Shoshana, you know, that's, I get it, but there are some for sure. And maybe again, you want to refine this when you're not, I'm air quoting here, feeling like you need to hurry or move through this too quickly. I want you, you can come back and visit this anytime. And it may evolve because just like your purpose, your core values evolve through life as you're not clearly not the same person. You've transitioned through, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life from then. And we evolve and change. But we want to tap into the ones that are, that feel the most for you right now. Okay, so Donna's asked a question. She says, is it what I want more of in my life or what have that I wouldn't want to lose? Or what I have that I wouldn't want to lose. Thinking about what's important to you. So when we're thinking about values, values are prioritized, values add meaning. And the reason this matters is because when you know your core values, you can use that as a balancing point, as a reference point when you are making decisions for your health, when you are making decisions for where you want to volunteer. Does this align with my leadership? Does this align with my growth mindset? It's really a super interesting perspective to have for yourself and thinking about where you want to go and who you are and what your core values are. So Joyce has shared that safe, happy, cared for, and loved, freedom, and feeling free. Mm-hmm. And just remember, you can come back and revisit this anytime that is convenient for you. Security. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some thumbs up. This is a really, and if you haven't done the relationships course, you will be doing this and you can use this in the context of how you want to apply it. We are using this list for this purpose, for your core values in thinking about current you and future you, right? And tapping in with the past you, future, right? This is, and so when you do the relationships, you may have different values when it comes to relationships. Gratitude. What's super interesting as you guys are doing that too is, and the tips for living a purposeful life, right? Having that growth mindset is important and practicing gratitude. That's a pro tip for living your purposeful life. Okay, so we're going to move forward. So you have 10 to 15 circle, and then we're going to go to page 23. And if you don't have it printed, don't have it available to you, it's super simple. I want you to pick one value that you chose from that list. What does this value mean to you? How does this value show up in your life? And what is one thing you can do to make it easier to live by and use this value in your life? Page 23. What does this value mean to you? How does this value show up in your life? And what's one thing you can do to make it easier to live by and to use this value in your life? So Annette, family is your core value. And so it's easy to tap into and asking yourself, how does this benefit me and my family? Right? Leaning from that heart space. Dawn, the journal prompts, you're going to want to come back and replay this or look in the, you might be able to scroll back through the notes. We did do some journaling in the beginning and we have taken we've journaled and then we've applied it to the future you. What do you want? Page 4 of the Thinking Like Future You worksheet. And now we are just tapping into identifying your core values. And that is from the Relationships Workshop. And if anyone wants to raise their hand, wants to come up and talk about ways to get connected, get coached, you have any questions about how to tap into the, you go ahead and raise your hand. So I want you to take the second value. We're going to rinse and repeat this. Annette's having a great time. That's awesome. Paula says that gratitude to look past my past expectations, to look past my expectations and appreciate why I have been given them. Okay. I'm going to let you guys keep journaling and just filling in. What does this value mean to me? How does this value show up in my life? What's one thing I can do to make it easier to live by and use this value in my day-to-day life? Okay, Vicki, I am going to pull you up. And promote you to panelist. There you are. Hey.
My pajamas.
Hey, oh, let's see. I had my volume turned down. I'm sorry. Hey.
Hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm in my pajamas. I'm 2 hours, 9:36 where I am.
So where is that? Let's see.
I'm in South America. Normally I'm in Orlando. I'm on a vacation.
I have to tell you, while we have never officially met, one, I totally recognize your name. I know you've been coached, having a last name start with a Z. Yeah.
I was like, you had all the newbies. I'm like, what about all the oldies? You know?
Yes. Ella's telling us she's in her PJs too. I'm sure we could probably get a thumbs up on
This is, it's so funny. I just happened to check Facebook and somebody's like, oh, there's a 55 and older call. And let me get on because I've been in maintenance for a long time. I've been here over 5 years. And yes. I'm like, oh, this is something that in just the recent past that I have been dealing with, like my purpose. So I just got certified as a life coach through LCS in mid-May. And been with Corinne 5 years. And I'm closing my interior design business. So I have been in this before I made this decision of the purpose of, you know, like becoming a life coach and all of that. And this is bringing it up again, is like when I remember myself in like say elementary school, all I remember is like everything being so fun, even going to school was fun and learning, and I still love learning something new and things like that. And I think when I got to my middle school and high school years, parents got divorced and I saw things changing. And I think that's when I took on a lot of people pleasing. So I have worked on getting out of that. And this whole, my purpose, I wrote in when I typed in that my purpose now is to have fun again. Like that is defining, like, and the question, the last question, I think I can, what can I do to make it easier and live this value? What I started to do, and I'm open for any input from you, is now I ask myself, like before I go to do something or when I'm making my schedule, I'm like, does that sound like fun? Of course, like, you know, going to the dentist, not fun, but you know, you do those things. But now I no longer just like do things because, you know, maybe what will somebody think if I don't do it or it's expected? I'm really asking myself, does this sound fun? Yeah. And I find it really helpful in my overall feeling.
Which
at the end of the day,
why we do anything is for a feeling, right?
That's right.
And so if it, what better feeling to have about your life or the things you want to do than how can I have fun with this today?
Yeah.
How can I have fun being a life coach? How can I have fun doing this task? If it's, even if it's folding the laundry, whatever it is we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm, that's a good question put in there. Cause I do fold laundry. Mm-hmm. I never thought about asking, how can I make this fun? Mm-hmm. But maybe I can.
Yeah. Or how would 8-year-old Vicky do this task?
Yeah.
What would she be?
That's how true. Fun. And I'll have to, that's so funny that you brought that up, because one of the things, the three things that I wrote down was playing records. I used to, my dad on the weekends would play records and we would do all the chores, and we all have really good memories of cleaning and folding laundry and whatever playing. So that is so funny that you brought that up. And I have stopped doing that because, you know, got rid of the record player, got whatever. And so isn't that interesting? Maybe I'll consider getting a record player. I still have vinyl.
Yeah. We still have that kid in us. We still have
absolutely
all those desires and wants and to have fun. And the true, like,
absolutely.
I think our true essence of like just being fun. Like,
super. I think I was just authentic back then, because you didn't know any better. You were just like being yourself.
Right. The freedom to be being alone or with music. I love that you have that to draw on, that energy of music and probably laughter if we're doing our chores.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for raising your hand. And let me see. I'm happy to put you back down. If you have any more questions, come on back up.
No, that was good. I'm glad you gave me a way to think about folding laundry and those kinds of tasks.
Well,
I might as well have a good thought to generate a good feeling, because I am going to fold the laundry.
Right? Totally. Totally.
I think it takes 7 to 10 business days, but it is going to get folded.
Tomorrow in the Facebook group, we need that hashtag like laundry folded with fun. I don't know. I'm sure y'all could probably come up with a more clever hashtag.
Yes, yeah, that's a good one. Thank you very much.
You could all bring that spirit in. Thank you, Vicky. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Judith.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, put you back down.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right. Y'all, we still have about 20 minutes. And I need somebody to raise their hand. It could be just that easy. What if raising your hand is exactly what you need to do today? Maybe you're sitting there. Think about what would the younger version of you, would she raise her hand and come up and want to share and ask any questions from Coach Judith? Get on public. I see a thumb, but I don't see anybody raising their hand. I will read from the, here we go. Dom, thank you. Yes. I'm going to promote you to panelist. And while you're coming up, I'm going to read some comments from the chat real quick. Let's just see. Annette, it's weird after working 12 to 16 hours a day and being on call that you're retired and you don't need a purpose. Annette, I hope you found that that is not true. You do need a purpose. And here's why you need a purpose. Because when we're on like survival mode, like where so much of our day-to-day life is, you know, we're just doing things and we just kind of forget about our purpose because we get into the grind, we get into the normalcy of our lives. But when we think back and we tap into what was fun for me as a kid, and can I let that be my purpose? Because it's just a decision. Your purpose is just a decision that works for you and feels good in your body. And it doesn't matter what anyone else says or thinks, it's personal for you. And these are just some tactics to help you tap into. So you've got a purpose. I want to challenge you on that one. Dawn, it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you too. I did not expect to be signing on. I'm another pajama girl.
I love it.
But the temptation to somebody raise your hand and it was you asking, I had to do it. And actually, there's been something on my mind lately, and I wasn't really sure who to ask for guidance. And it really does fit in with this call. So it kind of felt meant to be. I didn't even realize this call was happening until last minute. So, you know, I think looking at that list, super helpful, because I need to remind myself, you know, what it is. And even more important, because right now in life, we have a lot going on with the elders in our family, my mother, my husband's father, and just a bunch of just people in that generation. And it's had me really struggling lately with thoughts of, we live our whole life for that, you know, for then medical struggles or mental struggles, or, you know, like I've really been having a hard time with like, with that concept, you know, like I know it doesn't end, so to speak, that way for everybody, but just that, you know, the people that are closest to us right now, it's not making old age look so good. You know, and I know my job is to right now live in the moment, and you know, so many good things have happened, but that's just kind of a recent situation that I always love your wisdom and would be grateful for anything you've got there.
You know, as you were talking, and I'm going to rely on my intuition here. I don't know what's going on, what circumstance is happening with your the elders, as you say. But I was thinking about, you know, as my mom was passing away, you know, I had some similar thoughts like, whoa, you know, this is a lot. You know, she had dementia before she passed. And, but, you know, she left me with a lot of funny moments, very unintentionally. And it is in those moments that I can look back on that, what a gift that even in her state, she was still finding humor in how she was showing up. And I chose to laugh with her instead of, you know, dropping down into the sadness of the situation, but finding the levity and being present with in that moment, this is what we're experiencing, and leaning in with all my heart on trying to find those moments, because they were fleeting. But they were there. Is there anything
that is helpful, because I'm not seeing or looking for any of those moments. I'm only letting myself see the sad, the negative, the painful, you know, not I appreciate you say they were fleeting, because I'm like, I'm going to have to look hard, but yeah, of course I'm sure they're there.
Yeah. I mean, there's part of me that even wants to share it, and I don't mean this to sound disrespectful, but I, you know, when my mom was being admitted, and it was the most horrifying moment of my life, sure, her, she was very uncomfortable and distended. She had a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease with her dementia. Long story short, they like triaged her, like 1,000 things were going on at once, and she couldn't understand why they were giving her a suppository. But it was so funny what she said. She said, but what are they doing at my butthole? I know I'm sick, but why are they at my butthole? You know, she just, it was so funny as I'm holding her hand, just, you know, I'm crying, but the laughter in that moment is everything. Like, she still had her sense of humor. And that was just really the gift I needed to sustain me through that moment. And like, it's just such a human experience. All of it. Those nurses laughed with us. We laughed at her distress, and just, it's fleeting, but that's what I hold on to when I think about those tense times, those moments.
I do really appreciate that. It's very simple, but sort of a redirection, like just, I guess with like all of this, right? Like just shifting our thinking and what we focus on. And of that list, some of the things I chose were humor, making a difference. So I can do that here. I think I've been making a difference, but it's been laborious more than humorous, shall we say. So
asking yourself, where can I find the humor in this, moment? Where am I making this harder than it needs to be? And how, in fact, can I find some humor in this? And I don't know the circumstance that you're dealing with. So please know I'm saying this with a...
Oh, no, it makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely appropriate. And I'm sure my mother in particular could benefit from a little humor too, because she's bringing a lot of negativity as well. Mm-hmm. So if I meet her with a little humor, it might be a little unusual at first, but it's got some positive opportunities there.
It really does. And humor, the thing that's so interesting about it too, especially thinking about if I don't know if your people are in the hospital or the seriousness of the situation, but it helps change our state, because chances are, if she's in a negative state or in that place and replaying the negativity over and over, that having some laughter, having some good times can help break that state, change the thoughts for her, and help normalize whatever it is that you're going through and whatever it is that she's going through, and that we're still loving each other in this moment and having fun too.
Yeah, no, that's great. Because she does it with other people. That's just never, or I guess for many years, not been our relationship. So it's not too late to change it.
Nope, it's never too late. It's who do you want to be when you go see your mom? How do you want to show up? And what best version of you, maybe even first grade you? How would first grade you?
Yeah. No, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be thinking about you.
I appreciate it. It's so good to hear your voice, see your face, and gather your wisdom. Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to promote her back down to attendee. Does anyone have any questions about changing state, about what that means? If you do, put that in chat. And I don't know what was going on in the chat, but y'all like lit it up. And so just want to say that maybe it's something you want to go back. Patty has her hand raised. And Patty, I'm going to pull you up, promote you to panelist. I'm trying to. Okay. Okay, so Paula did ask, what does that mean? I'm thinking you're asking to my question, changing your state. In our nervous system, right, in our bodies, we have states. And if you've done trusting your body, Jane talks about being above home base or below home base. And those are states. And then she talks about being in home base, above, below, and at home base. Those are states. So I'm thinking, like for Dawn and Patty, I don't know why I can't see you. You need to turn your... I've asked to unmute, and Patty, maybe you didn't want to be up here. Maybe that's my thought. I'm going to give you another minute while I answer this question. Shelly, I'm going to call on you in just a second. So changing your state. If a person, let's just say, is laying in a hospital bed, doing shallow breathing, or if we're sitting, like I sit a lot during the day, I do very shallow breathing because I'll slunch over and I'm in a state. I'm kind of below home base. I want to change my state. So in between coaching clients, I will do high knees, or I'll do a little dance. I'll play a little song to help change my state, to get my energy level back up. So that changing state is a shift. And when we change energetically, story will follow state. Story will follow state. I know this might be a little bit above, but knowing, just like when you start laughing, you start telling better stories and you start feeling better. So just be aware of when you're feeling below. Oh, there's Patty. I'm sorry, you were hidden behind my chat. I kept looking. I was like, I guess Patty's not coming. I need to unmute you. Okay, I've asked to unmute. Did it activate on your end? She's trying. You got this. Are you on a phone? I don't know. Does anyone in the chat know how to help Patty access her microphone? My first thought goes to, did you have earbuds on and that somewhere else they're activated? No. Okay. Darn. Oh, Patty, one more try. Oh, somebody says it's in your Zoom settings. Okay. I'm going to lower you back down. If you're still there, we'll give it one more try. Okay. All right. Oh, look at that. Y'all can't see. She's like giving the salute. So sweet. All right. I can't get you back down now. You're stuck. You're going to stay with me. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm not sure what's happening here. Honestly, I have never had this happen. Like, I don't know if it's her or me. I think it's a Zoom thing happening right now. It is hopping around. All right. Shelly, real quick, I'm going to pull you up. And if Patty can hear me, Patty, if you have a question tomorrow and you want to tag me in the 55 plus group, or right into Ask Coaches.
Hey there.
Hey, all right. I've got this all over here. Okay.
I was having such empathy for you because I've taught Zoom cooking classes before, and yes, sometimes things go horribly wrong on the technical side, and just gave me a empathetically clenching for you.
You were feeling me. I hear
I
you.
Was feeling it for you. I was feeling it for you.
Cool. How can I help you?
So I was just I was listening to Cara. I kind of jumped in a little bit late, but it was kind of comforting me to hear that other people were. I'm 59. And I'm kind of starting to transition out of, I've worked as a personal chef for 17 years, and I'm at a point where it's kind of like, I don't know that this is where I want to be putting my efforts as much anymore. And, I had a lot of feelings about that because a lot of identity comes from work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of like, here I am, God, trying to decide what I want to be when I grow up.
And you get to do that. You totally, now you get to do it.
Well, thanks to my husband, who's the primary in our family. And
And he has kind of the opposite problem in that his work is, his business is just like going crazy and is working crazy hours. And that kind of puts a little bit of a strain on our relationship because I'm not working as much and he's working more. And then I walk around thinking I don't have a purpose because I'm not working.
But what is your purpose? Dude, I don't know how much of the call you heard. Your purpose, you get to decide what your purpose is. And your purpose, right. You could take your purpose into the day and be like, my purpose today is to figure out how to have fun.
Right. And I've kind of moved that direction. I've decided to take the work that I want to take and not worry about hustling and finding that next job and blah, blah, blah. I've decided that I'm going to take up fencing. And so I've been moving towards that. My goal is to fence in a tournament, maybe even a couple times this year, next year, this 2023. My mom lives with us, so I'm her caregiver. She's 84, and that's, you know, I have two adult children, but they seem to need me still. So to some degree, not you know, mm-hmm. I'm very good at remodeling, so I've got a daughter that's remodeling. So that's kind of been my purpose lately. But it every once in a while, I think, what is?
Well, here's where I would want to just offer like just a little bit of insight and to be mindful of. We can have our family things outside of us be part of our purpose because it aligns with our values. Of course, you love your family, you love your kids, you love your mom. You want to be in service, but also remembering that you have unique needs within you too, unique wants. And that's what I hear you doing with the fencing and setting a goal for yourself in that area. Yeah. And it doesn't always have to be like so linear. Like you are a multifaceted human being and you have multi-purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend, when I told her I was taking up fencing again, she said, wait, so you're going to run around and stab people? Yeah, that sounds like you.
was younger you doing that?
Maybe I just have the personality type. I don't know.
But it so, does it. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Anyway, I was just going to say I've been really maybe the last year just kind of this has been something that's been pondering and struggling with and thinking about. And the fencing was kind of one step in the direction of kind of just, all right, you know, I'm going to branch out, take a chance and start doing something a little different than what I'm doing.
Yeah. And when you think about fencing, how do you feel?
I'm excited about it. I enjoy it. There's a lot that I feel like I still need to learn. And the idea of going to a tournament scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, but how exciting.
Oh, it's exciting, but...
Yeah. You'll have to let us know how that goes. Keep us updated in the group. Fencing and Patty and having fun with it and tapping into your values and your younger you and pulling that forward and using that to apply to your purpose.
Yeah. After that 50th lunge, you start really finding that why about losing weight.
Oh, lunges. Hello. I hear that. Oh, you can totally apply that health value. Mm-hmm. Right. To mm-hmm. your weight loss journey, 100, right. Is it aligns with your value?
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for coming up. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hopefully I can get you back down. Yep. I think so. I think, well, see, I clicked on it, but you're still here. I don't know. I think she's gone. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for being on this call. Let me pull up my little sheets and make sure that I wrapped it up. Let me get this last bit in here. Tips for finding your purpose and establishing your purpose, remembering that having a growth mindset, have a personal vision statement. If you look on the worksheet from the relationships class on page 22, Corinne asks for the mission statement. And you totally could come up with your own life personal vision statement. Give back, right? That's giving back to community, giving back to others, practicing gratitude. Corinne has us practicing gratitude every day in our journals, turning your pain into purpose. When I think of this statement, I think of as we are going through grief, as we're trying to find meaning in what we're experiencing, is we can turn that into purpose. Thinking about like mothers against drug drivers. She turned her pain, the woman who started it, turned her pain of losing her daughter into her purpose to educate others about the hazards of drinking and driving. You also, number six, you want to explore your passions like Shelley was. Shelley's dived into going into fencing. She has a lot of fear, but she's also getting a lot of excitement out of this for herself. And she's even applying it to her weight loss journey. So you're exploring compassion, being part of community. What I think about when I saw this, I was like, this is what your purpose can be, to be part of the 55 plus community and coming and sharing and being in times and moments with each other. And number eight, to spend time with the people who inspire you. Okay. So hope that you got that. I want to remind you guys, you are welcome, Julie and Ruth and Leslie and Hannah and Vicky. So remember, you've got a call this coming Saturday with Coach Betsy, Saturday, December 17th at 9 Central. And you have weight loss coaching with Corinne on Sunday, December 18th at 11 Central. And then Coach MJ on Sunday also, getting into action at 1 p.m. Central. All right, you ladies, thank you so much. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. I want to see you guys bringing more of your younger you, more of that energy, more of that fun, more of that freedom into your daily living, into your weight loss journey, and just bring it home, y'all. Bring it home. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you, Ashley.